Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, July 30th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. The feds in Portland say they're not leaving until the building's protected. California officials are suing President Trump's administration, and John Lewis makes it to his final resting place today. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf said Wednesday that federal agents will not leave the city of Portland, Oregon, until a federal courthouse that has been repeatedly attacked by rioters is safe and secure. Earlier Wednesday, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced that federal agents would begin a phase withdrawal from Portland on Thursday. Wolf said that he and the governor had agreed on a plan to end the violent activity in Portland directed at federal properties and law enforcement officers that called for the robust presence of Oregon State Police in downtown Portland. Portland has seen 62 consecutive nights of protests and demonstrations stemming from the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. Brown and Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler have repeatedly described the federal presence in terms of an occupying force. They've accused the Department of Homeland Security of an illegal occupation that has incited more violence in the city. According to the Oregon State Police Thursday, that special operation teams and uniformed troopers would assist city police and federal agents in the hope of instilling an atmosphere that affords the removal of the protective fence and restore a semblance of normalcy while meeting community expectations and obligations to protect the federal property. California officials are suing President Trump's administration to ensure that they can continue to inflate their power in Washington, D.C. by counting illegal aliens in congressional apportionment, giving the state more congressional seats and electoral college votes than it would otherwise have had. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra, along with other California officials, filed suit against Trump after the president signed a memorandum to exclude illegal aliens from being counted when the federal government apportions congressional representation to the states. The lawsuit readily acknowledges that California is able to inflate its congressional representation in Washington, D.C., and electoral college votes thanks to its enormous illegal alien and foreign-born population. White House officials have said federal law gives the president authority to determine the whole number of persons in each state, which informs the allocation of congressional representatives to each state. The memorandum ensures states with small illegal alien populations are not rewarded less representation in Congress than states with large illegal alien populations. Saint of the day, nothing is known historically about these saints except their names. They were martyrs. They were buried on July 30th, but not even sure what year. Quote of the day, few souls understand what God would accomplish in them if they were to abandon themselves unreservedly to Him and if they were to allow His grace to mold them accordingly. Saint Ignatius of Loyola. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saints of the day are Abdon and Senan, variously written in early calendars and martyrologies. They're recognized by the Roman Catholic Church as Christian martyrs, and they have a feast day of July 30th. In some places, they've actually been honored on the 20th of March and the first Sunday of May. Nothing is really known historically about these saints except their names and that they were martyrs and they were buried on the 30th of July, but not even sure what year. Because this lack of knowledge about them, they're no longer listed in the general Roman calendar to be commemorated liturgically worldwide, but they may still be celebrated everywhere on their feast day, unless in some locality an obligatory celebration is assigned to that day. The rank of their celebration was given as simple in the calendar and remained such until the classification was changed to that of commemoration in the general Roman calendar of 1960. The most powerful figures in tech were hit with tough questions and documents that raised concerns about their competitive tactics during a high-profile antitrust hearing Wednesday. Of the tech titans, which included the CEOs of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google, some fared better than others in the first hours of the hearing. Jeff Bezos, Amazon's CEO, acknowledged all that earnestly and transparently that Amazon may have improperly used third-party seller data to inform its own product decisions, a key concern over the company's approach to competition. Apple CEO Tim Cook, on the other hand, got off pretty lightly. Despite some early questions about whether Apple favors certain developers on its App Store, there were relatively few questions about Apple's App Store guidelines for developers, which have been a main complaint among critics. For over a year, top lawmakers in Congress have been investigating the four tech giants to determine whether the companies have abused their power and dominance in the online marketplace. Former President Barack Obama will be eulogizing the late Rep. John Lewis in a funeral service today, wrapping up 6 days of memorials paying tribute to his life and legacy as a civil rights icon. Lewis was the son of Alabama sharecroppers. He played an instrumental role in the passage of the landmark Voting Rights Act in 1965, and he went on to serve more than three decades in Congress, representing the 5th Congressional District of Georgia. Former Presidents George Bush and Bill Clinton will also attend the private funeral at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, which the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. once led. Lewis will be buried in Southview Cemetery in Atlanta this afternoon. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.